Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, didn't I do this the last time too, Mafia? It seems like a pain-free Friday, even though it's not, but it's a pain-free Friday for me. Because it's Thursday, but this is my last show of the week, so... It's a bad seed, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, out a bad day, bad law, bad day, bad, bad, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York City. Home is more than a house, it's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage, push button. Get mortgage. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do be all my friend Nick, come around, flat to flat to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a tatter, my brain splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake out, ooh. Are you with us tonight from New York? All right, 855-212-4CBS, our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money, switch to Geico. Go to Geico.com like BMAC did. It took him 15 minutes. He saved 15% on his car insurance, and he was very excited. I've got a hell of a show for you tonight. Kevin Gauthier, a comedian and fantasy expert, is going to visit with us tonight. Usually I do Jamie on Friday nights, Mr. Eisenberg. But since I'm not going to be here tomorrow... People are, like, mad that I'm not here all the time. I'm going to watch my kid, believe it or not, Gunner, made the high school basketball team. And he's a captain, no less. And he's got game, man. The kid's got game for a wee tyke, for a high school kid. He's developed. Here's the story behind him. So I think it was, like, 2 years ago, he had two knee surgeries, right, when he was in junior high school. And he couldn't make the junior high team because he was, having knee surgeries. And he was wearing a knee brace. He was slow as a mule. So he finally rehabbed and did PT with his cat. And believe it or not, this guy, like, saved his life and made his knee better, right? Mafia knows this is true. Remember when a kid was, like, he literally couldn't even walk. He had to stay in bed for 6 months. You remember that?
Yeah, it was rough seeing him like that, for sure.
So... How about the kid makes the strong comeback, tries out, makes the high school team, and he looks like as good as new. And he's been through a lot, but he's got game. He's got a nice handle, nice step back, nice drop step. He's got great vision. He can pass. He can hit threes, hits free throws, gets rebounds, makes plays, made the team, and got named captain. How do you do that when you can't even make the junior high team? They think you suck. And then you go to the next level and make the team? That's crazy. So I took the day off so I could go watch him play basketball tomorrow night. So screw everybody here. As you know, I like basketball more than I like anyone and more than I like this. So just so you know. My boss asked me today, he said, I swear to God, this is what he said to me. You play basketball? I'm like, yeah, for 45 years. And then, like, I told him about my team. My team's won 8 championships. We're pretty good. And I play with some great players, players that are better than me. And I play against players that are way better than me, and they're monsters, like D1 monsters. And I play at a high level with these dudes, and people have seen the games. They've seen me play. On our Facebook and everything. We do all the game highlights and everything. So for an old geezer, I got game still, right? So I told him, I just tried to make it simple for him. I said, there isn't a person at this entire place that I couldn't light up like a Christmas tree at this place. Like, you know, they got, what do they got? WFAN and CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network. They got all this stuff going on here. There's not one person here that can stop me. Mafia knows it's true. He hates talking about it because he thinks I'm a D because I talk about it all the time because I'm George Gervin. I mean, I can score on anybody. Mafia can play. He's got mad game. Bottom line is my team made him into a great player. When he first started, he sucked. Now he's a great player. You have to admit, those guys made you better. Don't even tell me it didn't.
Well, playing with good players always makes you better. I mean, I just wasn't in shape. I hadn't played in...
But you hadn't played at that level. Yeah. You were like a volleyball star. You never played at this level.
And I've played basketball my whole life, just like you.
But now you play at a high level. Don't listen to him, B-Mac. When I tell you he had no game, now he has game. Listen to me. Don't listen to his fantasies. Because when he first started, he sucked. Now he's got game.
Everyone sucks when they'll play for 10 years and then try to get back into the game.
Listen, you can tell your mother. Tell your grandma. Okay? Jesus. Just run the pick and roll, dude. Go to the hole. Put the shoulder down. Go in. Go up. Up and under, just like I taught you. I love it. Last night he had a couple of great moves, power moves on bigs, just bigs. He took on bigs and did the up and under. He had the whole thing going shoulder down, roll, go. Just eat him alive. And people are like, go, big fella. Anyway, Kevin Gauthier will replace, in a good way, Jamie Eisenberg tonight. He'll come on and do some of his. I have to find out more about him because I don't know jack about the guy. But that doesn't mean he's not a good human being, right? That means I'm lacking in my knowledge. I've probably seen him do stand-up. I know he's a stand-up comic, too. Maybe he's really funny.
I think he's friends with our boy, Shuley.
Oh, is he really?
I think so. I think I've seen a couple videos and stuff of them doing things with that.
Well, we'll find out then, right? Rick Carl will join us on our sports business report. I know that Carver will miss that segment tonight horribly. And then Bob Nightingale will be on at 11:20 East. Haro at 10:40 East. 11:20 East. Bob Nightingale, baseball, USA Today writer. He's been on the show for 25 years. I've seen that guy. I think he started coming on when he reached puberty on my show. I know. I saw him have his kid. Now his kid's a writer in the majors. I think he covers the Reds. That guy, his kid. Something like that, right, Moff? So anyway, I just want to say really quick, I don't have a lot of time here. I got to stay focused. Stay focused. I want to stay focused on how bad Sam Darnold sucks. Honest to God, this guy, I can't even take it, Mafia. Don't even, just stay out of this because you love him and you love the Jets. So here's what makes me sick. 4th and 1 from what, like the 5-yard line? Is that what it was?
The 7.
What's the difference? And then then you blame the offensive coordinator. I blame I blame him. He throws a bad pass. Then on they get the ball back right before halftime on a 2nd down. And he throws a 40-yard bomb. The guy's going in for a touchdown in the end zone, all alone on the 10-yard line. He overthrows him by 7 yards. And then they keep moving the ball right with 29 seconds left. What does he do? He throws a pick that only my daughter could throw with a Nerf football. It was the worst pass I've ever seen in my life. Honest to God, it was worse than the Michigan pass like a couple years ago. Remember the kid from the end zone that threw the pass against Ohio State? He threw it right to him. He said, here, you score. I got no time for this. Remember he threw it right to him like 10 yards over the middle? Remember that guy? That was the worst throw I'd ever seen. This throw was just as bad. I mean, how do you not kick the field goal when you're taking on the best team in the NFL and you're at the 7-yard line? It's 4th and 1. Great defense. You've got to, in my opinion, you've got to kick the field goal there. And, you know, you'd be down, what, 14-10, right? And instead, they get the ball, go down and score, right? Isn't that what happened, B-Mac? And then it was 21-7. You go down and move the ball all the way again, and you throw another pick. I mean, you just flat-out suck. That's it. I mean, every time I see him, it's like, and I know people around here get all excited when he completes a pass. That's because it's like a celebration of, you know, some kind of success because he never does anything. What does he do? Once a month has a good game? Every 5 games he has a decent game. Is that about right? Now, I'm not talking about winning. I'm talking about having a decent game. Because what do they win, once every 2 months? Jesus, watching this guy tonight blow this game. Did you see the one play when Crowder dropped the ball in the end zone all alone, standing there by himself, picking his nose and dropped the ball? You get paid millions and you can't catch that pass? No one around you, standing all by yourself? What has he got, stage fright? I mean, honestly, I can't even take it watching him. I should have laid the 16.5 and had a ham sandwich. Honestly, because they are so pathetic watching him just blow one opportunity after the next. It's just frustrating. Clinton Portis is one of a number of former NFL players who are accused of filing false health claim requests to scam the league's health care program. Uh-oh, that can't be good. Everyone I know that does the health care fraud, they got warrants. I mean, it's simple. I know people that are on the run right now, like people that I know. I know a guy that's on the run that has, like, warrants because of that, like trying to do health, like, you know, health insurance fraud. Seriously. I'm not even kidding. Do you know how many people that try to do that? They get like in a, I hurt my neck. Did you ever see the video of a guy in the office? He did the fake fall. You know, he knocked the water over and then did the fall in the office kitchen. And then he like tried to file a claim so he could sit home and eat oxycodones and drink beer.
We had a lady that lives in our neighborhood.
You got to go on the mic. I can't hear you.
We had a lady that claimed that in our neighborhood that tripped outside of our house.
Right.
That she claimed like she fractured her back and stuff like that. Neighbor across the street had a security camera. We caught her. She didn't fall at all.
Oh, that's awesome. Did she get busted?
Yeah, she did. It was awesome.
You know what? I think it would have been better if you guys would have killed her. You know, I'm just saying. Former Bruins goalie Tim Thomas spoke about the concussions he suffered during his time in the NHL and the negative effect it had on his life after hockey. How many former players have to talk about how scrambled their eggs are after they've had their careers end? And the NHL denies, don't get me started on the NHL denying that there's such a thing as CTE or brain damage. Like, they deny it. They act like it's not happening. Meanwhile, half the guys that do it, that get it, kill themselves, right? Or end up, you know, brain dead. I cannot stand Gary Bettman when he turns a blind eye to that. It makes me sick to my stomach. Jason Garrett tried to jumpstart the Cowboys by showing them a highlight reel of great plays that they made in the last two seasons. The session only took 2 minutes. They were done in 2 minutes, and then they had lunch. After both Charles Barkley and Shaq were critical of his play, JoJo Embiid actually agreed with the legendary players and said he needs to be more aggressive on the court. It's very exciting. I'm watching him play the Celtics tonight. Coming up, Kevin Goatee, the comedian and fantasy expert, will join us on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227. So Kevin Goatee is here, the comedian, and I was, when you were walking in, first of all, I didn't know you were coming.
Surprise.
But that's not like a bad thing, and I'm not blaming anyone. I just didn't know, because like, I don't even care if you come or don't. I'm cool if you come in here. I'm cool if you don't. I'm cool. I think about 85% of my guests are on the phone, so I didn't even know you were coming. I had a feeling you were coming when he left the room.
Right.
So when he leaves the room, Mafia, then there's something going on. So I thought maybe you are coming in here. So anyway, what I was doing, I was drawing up a list of, and I think you heard me say Bartnick when you came in. Do you know Joe?
I know the name.
He's a comedian who's like a gigantic hockey fan.
Okay.
And first of all, it's good to meet you.
Likewise, man. Big fan.
I've never met you before, have I?
No, man. It's our first time.
I didn't think so, because I was really high for a few years there and drunk. So I don't know if... There were a few years there that I don't, you know, vividly remember really well. But I gotta tell you, I had fun not remembering anything. Remember, Lainey, like I went to a few strip clubs. I don't remember anything, but I know I had a good time. So if I met you before, I apologize. But it's great to meet you.
Likewise.
So I was making a list and checking it twice. And it was of some of the comedians that I am friends with.
Right.
So can I go down the list?
Fire away.
All right, so I'm really good friends with all these people.
Okay.
At least I think I am. There might be a couple of backstabbers in the bunch. I don't know. I don't think they are.
Can I get a shot and a beer first?
Yeah, shot and a beer, in an iron, shot and a beer, in an iron, shot a beer, in an iron, shot a beer, puke. All right, Shuley.
Yeah, of course. He was on my show, Comics Watching Comics, on Amazon Prime Season 8 he was on. Shuley, yeah, big fan. Good buddy.
So I'm good friends with Shuley, and... And then, like, I know his brother, I know his family in Vegas.
Right.
He's great. I've seen him do a lot of funny things, not only on stage. Mm-hmm. I've seen him live do stand-up, but I've spent a lot of time with him off stage in just, like, normal, everyday, real life. Like, you know, we used to go over to the park and smoke bowls.
Right.
I just wanted to say, are we on the air? And that guy, if you get, like, you know, what, how should I put it, baked with him... I can guarantee you're going to be laughing.
He's a weed shaman, that guy.
He is.
Right.
He's really funny.
Nah, he's a good dude. He's funny as hell.
Listen, so the guy that's coming on after you, do you remember when, I don't know, just give me a yes or no. Do you remember when Rick Carl used to do the show, The Sports Business Guy, and when Shuley used to call in and mess with him? Like about his big head and his hairy back and chest and just absolutely. I mean, it was the greatest torture ever. And so the guy that's coming out, he has no idea that ever. He never knew who it was. And the audience all knew who it was. So millions of people knew it was him.
Right.
But the guy that was the victim didn't know because he's like a Harvard lawyer. Like, he has time to worry about some guy that gives him the business. He thought it was some guy living in his mom's basement in Queens. That's what it was, Steve in Bayside. And the guy drove this guy absolutely nuts to the point where, like, he wanted me to, like, find him and kill him. They wanted to kill him. Shirley was so good messing with this guy's head. The guy wanted, he wanted me to put a hit on the guy's life. I'm not even kidding. Shirley, that's how funny he is.
Yeah. Right. See, my wife.
How about Craig Gass?
I don't know him, but I know of him from Stern.
He's a great guy.
Yeah,
and
he's
then
funny.
One of my favorites of all time is Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah, I don't know her, but
you don't know her?
No, I don't know her. Never met her.
You remember her? She's crazy. She's really funny. So where is your you know, stand up taking you these days in the comedy world? What are you doing
right now? I'm all around, but like I said, Shuey's on a show I've done on Amazon called Comics Watching Comics. There are 8 seasons on it right now. It's Last Comic Standing meets Mystery Science Theater 3000,
and it's on Amazon Prime. Like,
yeah,
would I get on my TV?
Yes, sir. Yes, you can.
So, and what's it called again? So I
Comics,
can go watch it.
Comics Watching Comics.
Have you ever seen a mafia?
I haven't watched it yet, but I want to go check it out.
Well, I'm
going
to check it out now. I just want to say that I've watched every single show on Amazon, like all of them.
Well, I'm insulted now because you haven't seen mine.
Have you ever watched Bosch and all these shows? Like, what's the other one? Jack Ryan?
Jack Ryan, yeah.
I watched all of them.
You watched The Boys on Amazon?
Oh, I love The Boys.
That's excellent. Season 2 comes out next year.
I thought the guy, the blonde-haired guy that was kind of the biggest D in the whole thing,
yeah.
I kind of wanted to beat his face.
He's a cool, I liked it. He was my favorite character.
But he was a great character.
Yeah, he was.
Like, if a character makes you want to kill him or beat their face in, you know they're doing a good job.
Right on.
You know, like the villain or the bad guy or the bad chick.
He's the Billy Zabka of 2010.
Right.
2010
really
decade.
Is. I mean, that guy was really, that was a great show. I thought it was a great show.
I dug it.
We have to check that out. I think it's cool. Now I'm gonna go watch it.
Please do.
So how'd you get that gig?
I created it. That's how.
And so what, you went to Amazon and sold it to them?
Pretty much. They liked the show. They said, here, this is good, and it's on there now. And it's, like I said, it takes comics, and we watch, we critique, we praise, we offer advice. And at the very end, we pick a winner. But in the meantime, we have the panel who watches the footage of the comics, and they're all more tenured comics like Shuley, like Jim Mandrinos, like Mike Buschetti, you know, Artie's sidekick now on the podcast. Just to name a few, Eddie Brill is also on it
so
as well.
So is that what Artie's doing now? He's doing a...
He does a podcast now with Buschetti. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I used to be good friends with Artie. It's been a long time since I've seen him because we kind of went our separate ways. I came here, and that was pretty much the end of my world over there. Now I'm like a pariah. Like, now I'm like the bad guy. Oh, even though they carry my show still, of course. I was told that, they told me, quote, why would we pay for it if we can get it for free? And I was like, that's like, isn't that like prostitution? Like, you know, I mean, why would I pay for it if I can get it for free? I mean, that's what they said about me. Like, we don't want him. We just want a show for free.
Right.
So that's how I get treated over there. I've never been back once since I left the building, which I think is disgusting because I was like best friends with everybody there. I'm so sorry that I took a better job. So sorry that I tried to take care of my family, you tools. I hope they rot in hell, all of them. Did I cover that well, Mafia, in terms of...
Yeah, I think you got it from A to Z.
You mean like getting it like from all angles?
360, yep.
Did you get a hold of the other guy? Are we able to do this another segment here?
Yeah, we'll push him back. I haven't heard from him, but.
All right, so we're going
to. He'll go on when we put him on.
All right, so he'll go on when we put him on. There's a great plan. That's our Christmas plan. Sorry, Santa. You're going to have to wait. So what we're going to do, Kevin, when we come back, we're going to talk bad about people. And then we're going to talk.
Yes, and.
You know what I mean? And it's week 15, so it's like, isn't it fantasy playoffs?
It is. It's week 2 of fantasy playoffs. I'm actually in 2 leagues in the playoffs right now, so we're getting it.
Are you like such a great fantasy guy? I don't understand. Like, so you're like a man of many talents. You do comedy, and then you got like on the side just for fun, you're raking a couple hundred grand doing fantasy.
I wish it was a couple hundred grand. I do bets. I do fantasy. Yeah, it's all about numbers and matchups.
Do you have a gambling problem too? Because I do.
I have a winning problem this year. I'm just kidding. That's
just
so hacky.
Winning,
yeah, I am. Like I'm having a good year. I'm 64%. Are you really good?
I had 7 weeks in the NFL over 70%.
Do you really?
Documented.
I'm 64% for the year.
I sell picks, and this company treats me like I sell heroin. So, like, I sell picks. You know, I'm like Jim Cramer, but evidently, I guess I got to be bald and be on CNBC to be legit, because I do it here, and they treat me like a crack dealer.
Oof. Can the Jets get any pressure on Lamar Jackson?
No,
they're
this
terrible.
Game's over because Sam Darnold is homeless. I hate him dead. He is the worst. You can't talk that way about Mafia's quarterback because he'll turn on you. He loves him. It's his best friend. It's his lover. His quarterback. Never his quarterback's fault. It's the head coach's fault that he can't throw a pass. He blames everything on the head coach.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, so Kevin Goatee is with us. I want to tell you, here's the deal. Last weekend in the College Football Conference Championship game, 78% of my bets hit. Sunday, 72% in the NFL hit. Saturday night, I hit 80% of my pro hoop bets. I mean, this is every week, every night. It's just sickening. I'm freaking Santa Claus. I deliver best site, best picks, best price, sick returns, FerrellOnTheBench.com. It's F-E-R-R-A-L-L, FerrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. She'll buy a Fendi bag with it. If she finds the money, she'll get a Fendi bag. I believe, or something, Gucci, something nice.
Nothing from Canal Street, though. The high-end stuff we're talking, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
cool.
I saw a chick. I go to high-end stores to buy 34C, like Christmas gifts, and I saw a chick the other day at this high-end store, and she had on these just sickening kick-ass boots, and they had, like, tassels on them. And I was like, because when I walk into a store, first of all, they're scared to death of me with my voice. And then they think, like, I'm holding up the store or something. You know, like, what is this guy doing here? With his, I'm like, give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. You got that in a medium?
And give me her, too, the
right.
Sales girl.
So the chick with the boots, I said, I love your boots. And you would have thought I had absolutely taken her clothes off and, like, you know, done something bad, right. Because she was so offended that I had told her how hot her boots were. I'm like, listen, I don't want to, like, have relations with you. I just think your boots are kick-ass. I really don't like you that much. I like your boots. Where'd you get them? Because I want to buy them. I'll buy your boots right off of your feet. How much for them? She was so offended by me. I love going to high-end chick stores shopping so I can offend people. How do you like them apples?
Let's do it tomorrow. Stay around 12.
You're a dad now, right?
Yeah, so man, I am.
How old is your daughter?
4.
Jesus, so you don't have to, like, buy anything for, like, a teenager yet. That's when
no,
it really gets tricky.
No, just princess dresses from Disney World.
Yeah,
with her 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Have you gone to Disney World with her?
We did 3 weeks ago. Is there for a work trip?
So tell me, how did that go? Because that is a painful experience.
Let me tell you, we wanted to wait as long as possible. But like I said, she's in that princess phase
she
now.
She wouldn't remember it, would she? Like, has she already forgot it?
No. She remembers going on the Frozen ride, meeting Anna and Elsa and all that nonsense. I went to Star Wars Land, built my own lightsaber. It was pretty dope.
Listen, I went there, and I went to both Disney World and Disneyland. I went to Disneyland. I was in San Diego, and the kids are like, we got to go to Disneyland. And I'm staying in this place, the Fairmont Grand down in Del Mar. It's only about $20,000 for a week. And I'm like, oh, yeah, why not? Let's go to Disneyland. I spent $2,000 in 4 hours. $2,000 in 4 hours. Listen, I'm all about, like, having a good time and everything, but not when it cost me $2,000 in 4 hours. That place is a vacuum of cash.
It is
Disney
a
World.
Vortex. It's not even funny, man. It just sucks you.
It's the Dyson Vortex.
Oh, my God. It's the Death Star tractor being sucked in the Millennium Falcon.
Isn't it
it's
true?
It's the worst. And the worst part is this. I don't mind overpaying for good food, but when you get me there and I have to pay, like, $18 for garbage chicken tenders, I lose my mind.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. I overpay for good food. That is just trash food.
Yeah. You stand in line for $2,000. I went on like 5 rides. I was there for 4 or 5 hours. I stood in line. I went on like 4 rides. And the rides are for kids. They're not for adults.
Space Mountain is good. I've not been to Disneyland, but Space Mountain is still good.
I smoked a joint on Space Mountain.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I smoked a giant fatty on Space Mountain. The whole way up, people were like, do you smell that? I'm like, I don't smell anything. And then I rode the whole thing baked. It was great. Are we on the air?
Did you hack him to take a picture? You know, they take the picture of you, and then they could buy the picture at the end?
Yes.
Did you have, like, the doobie in your hand, like,
no.
Holding up to the camera?
No, at that point, I was naked on the ride. I was already naked at that point. But
shake
the ride,
it up.
What is the ride's like, about 45 seconds?
Yeah.
I was naked at about the 20-second mark.
The first,
going up the hill, I smoked. Going down the hill, I was naked. And then I was arrested when I got off the ride. I'm just kidding. So how did you, so being a dad now,
right.
You have to, like, has that changed your comedy? I mean, in any way? Because you don't want to. Because do you get to the point where? Because I told you before, when I did Dirty Radio,
sure.
Everyone thought I was a filthy human being. Did you have to change for your daughter?
No, I still keep me because I'm pretty, you know, raw and sarcastic and cynical. But there's a new chapter which is my daughter. So it's kind of like add more material in there. So it's like the corporate America guy you see when you look at me. But then you hear me talk about, you know, gambling and nonsense in Vegas and debauchery. And oh, by the way, I still have a 4-year-old daughter and I'll still go to Vegas here and bet 1 week one of the NFL.
You did shows. I've seen a lot of the shows you've done in like South Point and others. Where else have you done shows in Vegas? I opened for Artie at the Luxor one night, and I just remember eating, I don't know, 50 pills or something.
Was it a slow night for you, buddy? Or
I remember was drinking out of the bottle and just doing bad things. I was a little nervous, which I don't get, but when I went out in front of a packed house at the Luxor for Artie, I think I had pit stains.
I believe it.
And I was high.
You and Carrot Top hang out at the Luxor all together,
yeah,
with Artie,
it,
huh?
It was
with
unbelievable. Those jack muscles. So where have you done Vegas? Like,
I just done the South Point and a couple bar shows there. I wish I could get the Jimmy Kimmel's Club or the one that Brad Garrett's one. I'd love to get in.
That's at the MGM. Yes. Brad Garrett's.
Yes.
So the South Point, I know where that, because my buddy Jimmy Vaccaro runs the sports
book.
He's a huge gambling guy.
He's
a Pittsburgh guy. I'm from Pittsburgh. So I love the South Point, except that it's, you know,
way
7
out of the way.
Hours
it's way
from
out of
the
way.
Strip. I went out to the M for dinner. I had to take a plane to go to dinner. Remember that? I was like, we're driving an Uber. I'm like, because I know the fans of the show, Matt, the head chef at the M, I think that's his name. I hope it is. But he had us out there one night, and we drove out there from downtown, and it took me like 2 days to go to dinner. South Point's way out there.
It's a hike. It's
really
way a hike. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I usually stay at the Cosmopolitan when I go
out
there.
Did you know that they keep all the rodeo animals under the hotel?
I did not know
that. There's like a farm? There's like a farm with all those steer and broncos and bulls and all the things they use for the rodeo.
You mean the people from Mississippi. I gotcha.
Yeah. They actually live, I swear to God, thousands of animals live under the South Point. The guy that owns that place, Jackie Vaughn's a billionaire, and they keep all the animals under there. And that's where the rodeo animals stay that you see in that PBR rodeo thing they do in Vegas every year. And they live under there. It's the craziest thing. You'd never know when you're in the South Point because you just think you're in a casino. But they have this thing underground there that's crazy.
I guess the cigarette and gin spills in the carpet mask the smell of poop from below.
His son is a NASCAR driver. I think that's what it is. Have you ever seen that kid? He's a NASCAR driver. He raced in NASCAR. So the dad's a billionaire, the son's a NASCAR driver, and there's cows under the casino. It's the craziest thing. So tell me your fascination with fantasy football.
I've done it for now, God, 20 years,
right.
It took a little bit, but yeah, now I think I'm pretty decent at it. Again, it's just a matter of time, trends and stuff.
You're in two leagues?
I have four leagues. I'm two of them in the playoffs, though.
So. All right, because I know, you know, Jamie Eisenberg does my show for like 20 years. I don't know if you remember that guy, but
yeah, of course.
He's from CBS. He's done my show for 20 years, and he's in like, what, Mafia? Like 38 leagues?
Well, that's his job.
Like, yeah, I don't even know he has a family. He has so many leagues that he's in.
He pretends like he loves his family. I hate people like
that. Talk about fantasy. Your boy Juju on the Steelers, major letdown this year for me.
Yeah.
Major letdown,
but
Juju.
But at least he's getting paid to watch football. Somebody told me he got, what did he get, $100,000 to watch a game the other day? I need that job.
That's the best game check I ever had.
How are you doing in these playoffs so far? Isn't it like a week old?
Yeah, it's round two. I had a bye for one of them. In the second one, I won my first game. So this week, here's a question for you. Let's have a little debate. Do I go Jimmy Garoppolo in at home against the Falcons or Russ Wilson in Carolina?
That's a great question. I would say Garoppolo based on, well, I think Carolina's awful and they're mailing it
in. Worst run defense in the league.
So I think Seattle will roll in that game. But let's be clear. The Falcons suck worse than the Jets.
And the Giants, too.
Garoppolo's going to spit them out.
The only problem,
I think, both
is,
of them are a winner.
The only problem, though, is if they do go up early, they may lean on the run, and then Garoppolo won't have as many chances to throw the ball. That's the only thing I'm scared about.
So Jamie, I always use Jamie's advice because I know nothing. I'm not that smart. He's on, his favorite player this week is Tannehill. What do you think of him, the job he's done in Smashville?
I tell you what, man, he must have found the fountain of youth because he's had a rebirth this year. He's throwing for like 303 every week, it seems like. So he's been a comeback player. He's definitely a comeback player.
What do you
year.
Think of the Josh Allen, what he'll do against the Duck and the Steelers on Sunday night? Who do you like there?
Not much. It's supposed to snow or rain, I think, but a wintry mix. So, I mean, in fact, the under is 36.5, I think, one of the lowest of the year. I don't think much is going on. I do have the Buffalo defense in one of those leagues, and I have Singletary in another league, so I'm kind of like...
Do you like betting on football?
I love betting on football. I have a teaser right now. These stinky Jets are going to screw my cover.
Have you been to the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands yet?
I was there. Actually, the Giants check game. I'm a Giant fan, and I was there. We went there after the Giants embarrassed themselves in front of the Jets.
I had a colonoscopy recently, and I had more fun doing that than watching the Giants play football this year.
They are pretty bad at this.
I mean, it is so embarrassing. They can't win when they should win.
Yeah.
When they're winning, they're up 17-3, they still lose.
You know what? It's funny. I was doing my podcast at the time, and my buddy texts me, goes, you know what's going to happen. We're going to poop this lead up. And I said, every Giant fan worth their salt knows exactly. We've seen this play a million times, especially against the Eagles. And by no surprise, as soon as they tied up, I go, we're losing in overtime.
Where is your podcast?
It's in Jersey. Want to come down and do it?
Well,
it's a movie podcast.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. It's about movies.
Yeah, gutting the sacred cow. Right.
I saw that. How does that go for you?
So the theme is this. What you do is you pick a film. It has to meet one of three criteria. One, of financial success. Two, widely beloved. Or three, a critical acclaimed hit. And then you have to come in and pick a film, why you think you hate a film or you find it overrated, and then argue to us, and like we're like the jury or whatever, and present your case why that film sucks or is overrated. And the last week we had one guy come in to do Godfather 2 and said why it's overrated. And another guy came in and said why The Last Jedi sucks.
Did you watch, so my buddy, believe it or not, the guy that did my colonoscopy, his daughter is in The Irishman. She's the daughter of De Niro in the movie.
Oh, really?
When she's the little girl.
Okay, cool.
The little girl that's like 11.
Who watched De Niro curb stomp a guy very slowly in molasses.
Yes, that's her. And then she grows up and hates her father in life.
Yeah, Anna Paquin's character.
She gets old. Yeah, yeah. But when she was a little girl, I know that girl.
My buddy's in it as well. He's Pacino's one of his union guys. He has like screen time. Like when he gets yelled at, they get yelled at when Pacino's like, you idiots didn't do this. He's right there in the front of the desk.
Do you, I saw you do a lot of voiceovers and stuff. I got less than 30 seconds respectfully, but I see you do a lot of stuff for a lot of big companies. How do you get that gig?
Fell into it. I really fell into it. I had a lot of comedy friends go, you ever think about doing voiceover? I go, no.
Yeah.
Then after like the fourth or fifth time, I'd send a tape in. I started making reels.
It's brutal
and then,
way to make a living. I've done a million
tough.
Auditions and I've gotten like, you know, maybe five gigs over the years. The best gig I ever got was I was the voice of two things. I was the Moose and the Pep Boys commercials. Where did you get them breaks at Pep Boys? And then I did the World Cup soccer and Wipeout and Downfall on ABC the summer of the World Cup in wherever the hell it was, 2008 or something like that. Hey, dude, it's great having you on.
Yeah, thanks.
I love you. Thanks for coming on and continued success.
Yeah, thanks, guy. Appreciate
it. Kevin Goatee, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.